How are you, mate?
Not too bad, mate. We're recording on a Wednesday today, aren't we?
We are.
Wednesday afternoon. It's unusual for us not be after training.
Yeah, it's nice, actually. I feel a bit more energetic about it.
Yeah, me too. I had a coffee. I got my day off work. Got your lock screen and picture of me.
Yeah, you're a bit thrown off by that.
Yeah, I am a little bit, but I like it.
Just so
it's
my...
Good. It's good to know you're thinking
so,
of me.
Just so everyone knows, I've got one of my lock screens that... flies through each time on my phone is a little picture of Jesse. It looks very funny. It's him being very chuffed in a spa.
Yeah.
Which I love to see every now and then.
And then a day later, you thought, that looks like so much fun. You joined me in that spa.
Yeah, that's true. It was great fun.
We had fun. We did. And Ned, you wanted to touch on your uni results?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
No, they were fine.
They were fine. Let's get into the show then.
Let's do it.
I think I just went like on a rampage a little bit, and bro, I tried to stay away from tux as far as possible.
Yeah.
I was like,
Mitchell Zoom, can't be much further. Welcome back to the All Things Kings podcast, everyone. I'm Jesse Finneman, you're Ned Carruthers.
That's correct, Jess.
Neddy boy, how are you?
I'm good, Jess. You right?
Yeah, good, mate. We had 2 weeks off.
We did. We had Queen's tea time, but then last week, just a few mishaps. And so we took the week off in the end.
Regrouped.
And we're back.
We're back with a great addition with a very special guest.
Who will
be coming later.
Well, of course. Yeah. No, very special guest.
Yeah. No, it should be a good one. So, yeah, everyone strap in. It's going to be a great 40 minutes or so.
Yes. Enjoy. Before we do that, let's go through the past 2 weeks of results. Not that I'm really looking forward to this, but we should do it either way. Starting off with a big win, D-grade against Ross Trevor, going up 11 goals, 8, 74, to Ross Trevor's 8 goals, 4, 52. Massive
great
turnaround.
Result. So I think there's a bit in this one.
Yeah.
So they beat us quite convincingly earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a target on the back of Patrick Moller.
Our friend.
Yeah, our friend.
Our great friend.
So I think what's happened was in that game they were up and about, they were ready to play the Turk and they were keen to get stuck into him being his former club that he left on in quite tumultuous terms. And last week, he had jetted off to Europe.
Right.
They went out there looking to line up Moller and they didn't see him anywhere and they were all over the shop and then we came out firing.
They were just looking all around. Where's Moller? Where's Moller?
Where's Moller?
Can't find him.
No Moller.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Massive sneaky D grade. Building a lot of confidence there. Best on for the day was Brooksy, McGrath, Richards, Watts and Charlie Bowen finishing best on. He is
as
a front
always,
runner.
Flying that way. Absolutely
goals,
flying.
Goals for the day. Watts, Sneath, McGrath and Elias all had one. I believe that was Jake Elias. I'm not exactly sure.
It's hard to say.
And Charlie Bowen had 3 for the day. So best on and 3. Pretty good for him.
Very exciting stuff. Good work, boys.
Going the C grade against Scotch, which was actually 3 quarters.
A 3-quarter game, mate. Yeah.
Obviously, you weren't playing this game, but our great man, first-year player, Tom Reed,
copped
a very nasty blow in the first quarter, which kept everyone from playing for the first quarter, got an ambulance out there.
Yeah, so he hit his head. He had a collision. And I think what happened was someone hit his head and pushed it sort of in towards his body. I think he got a concussion. And then the motion of pushing the head into the body caused a fracture in one of his vertebrae. So he went into hospital. And I think he got out on Saturday evening and he's okay. He's in a neck brace. He's in good spirits and I think he's going to be out for around 6 weeks. We'll probably see him through to the end of the year because he's going away. But, obviously very scary incident. It's good to hear that he's not in awful health and he will be back at some stage down the track, probably next year for us.
Yeah.
And well done to everyone involved on the day and making sure he got okay and got the ambulance out.
Yeah, of course.
Forced and Todd and the team took care of him well. So, yeah, our thoughts with Chop. Get well soon, mate.
Yeah, get well, Chopper. He's been playing some really good footy. So
yeah, great bloke too.
He's sitting out for the rest of the season, obviously going away. So when he comes back, we can't wait to see what he's going to become.
That's it.
So with the 3 quarters that the C-grade play after that incident with Chopper, we got up massive clutch win from the C grade, going 6 goals 3, 39 to Scotch's 5 goals 5, 35. Scotch were coming back hard in that last quarter, and we held on, which is massive.
Yeah, I think obviously the boys were shooken up and around Chopper going down and missing a quarter, as well as a few positional changes that were forced to occur. And we responded, so great result from the fellas.
Well done. Best for the day was Angus, Guerin, Elfenbein, Tom Roberts and Buster Bentley finishing best on. He also had 5 goals to Zilmi's 1.
If it does every week, that man.
He's massive.
He's the best.
Queens, that round.
Ooh,
went
the Queens
out to Salisbury on the Saturday at 4:45. So it was a late one. And they delivered, didn't they? They 7 goals, 9, 51 to Salisbury's 0 goals, 2. So... obviously a really comprehensive win, and they're building a lot of confidence coming into this last part of the season.
Absolutely.
Best on for the day, Sophie Allen, Lulu Colgrave, Lulu Tierney, Ash Carter and Holly Cunningham. Best on for the day.
Great to see a couple of Lulus amongst it.
With goal keepers for the day, Lulu Tierney, Maggie Cole, Emma Chappell, Ellie Anderson and India Wadlow.
Three for India. Well, that's done, awesome. India. Well done, India. Good form. It's great to see.
B grade. We're going back to Scotch now. Jesse getting the call up, playing a massive role down back. Tell us about the game.
Well, I want to precursor this with the fact that I was the first emergency, so I wasn't picked. I wasn't picked on the paper, mate. And I was told that in recent weeks there had been a trend of the first emergency getting the call the morning of the game due to late outs. So there was a good chance that I would get one. And I thought... I was pretty tired. I knew, like, you know, it had been an early start. So I thought, how long before I get the text from Whitey that I might be playing is it for him to turn on to the next emergency and pick the next emergency? Right. So I knew he was going to be messaging at 6:30, 6:30, 7.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be awake then.
Yeah.
So what time can I set the alarm for before he goes on to the next person? And I think I set it for about 8:15 and I got there just in time.
Oh, right. So you're saying just before he goes, nah, Jesse's not going to pick up the call.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Exactly right.
You timed that perfectly, did you?
To perfection.
When did you get it?
I reckon I got it about 6:30. I applied at 8:30. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
But no, it was good.
And you played a solid game.
Yeah, it was
game,
okay. It went well. Yeah, not an incredibly busy day at the office in the deep back line. Given that we beat them by 90 points. But no, it was a very good team performance. Sam Ross was dominant. The midfielders were on, finding targets inside 50 really well all day. So, yeah, no, a good team performance from all.
It's good. Very good. So, 15 goals, 13, 103 for the Kings to Scotch's 2 goals, 1, 13. Best on for the day, Zoe Needy, Oscar Swatala, Ryan Thompson, Pistol, and then Sammy Ross, Fruity. My boy getting best on for the day.
So goal many kickers. So many.
Goal kickers, Max Reed, Angus Cotha, Sam Carruthers, Liam Bennett, all having one. Harry Roberts, Fred McClure, Ned Kennett and Pistol all having two. And then Oscar Swatala going with a massive run of great form.
You going to touch on that guy there?
Finishing with three. Now, you're right. I should touch on Sauce.
2 goals for the back pocket.
In his 100th game.
In his big 1-0-0.
Right under Sauce. That was massive. Obviously going through some really tough times this season to get to 100 games and then finish it off with 2 goals as well. For someone who often mostly plays in the back pocket.
I think always. Yeah.
Always plays in the back pocket. It's really special.
It's a 15-minute outlier there.
It's great to see. Wasn't
it? It's awesome. What
always
a man.
Got around him as
what
well.
Yeah, we did. It was great. What a man, what a club guy. And yeah, incredible resilience in adversity. So yeah, we love you, Sauce. What on, mate, congrats.
What on, Sauce. Okay. A grade finishing off for round 10. Probably a pretty disappointing one coming away from this.
Yeah.
Kings finishing 9 goals, 15, 69 to Scotch's 14 goals, 8, 92. That final scorecard sounds... you know, like we just got beaten all day, but really it was a very disappointing last quarter. Unfortunately, Kings conceding 7 goals in the last after being up by 2 goals in three-quarter time.
Yeah.
So came away from that game really disappointed and asking a lot of questions. But, of course, We learn things and we move on. So best on for the day, Max Threin, Zach Slade, Zach Poljak, Jack Green and Ollie Duffy getting best on, and deservedly so. He rucked all day. It was massive and getting up for every contest.
He's a freak.
He was very good. So goal kickers, Max Threin, Jack Green, Alex Forster, Tom Evans, Nick Dinham all having one and Mark Evans having four.
Very good from the coach.
Okay. Moving in to round 11.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we've got to touch on Evo's mark as
Of course.
Of the century.
We do have to touch on that.
Insanity.
It was actually an insane mark.
It was so high.
Evo took a mark in the Scotch game of the A grade, and there is a video if you want to go see it on the King's socials.
Get some numbies.
Yeah, a couple of numbies. Yeah. But it was insane. I was just in front of it. He got up, he did a double jump.
Yeah.
Like if he was Mario, he was doing the double jump.
Yeah, yeah. He was up there for so long.
I reckon he got up on Das's shoulders and then Das pushed him up the second time. It was incredible. So go watch that on the socials. Great mark. And keep telling Adelaide Footy League to share it around.
Yeah. Come on, Adelaide Footy League. Adelaide Footy League. Sorry.
Okay. Moving into round 11. Not our best.
No, it wasn't our finest display. Yeah, bad day across the board, really.
No, not our finest round of form. And it was pretty convincing wins around the board for Modbury. So Kings played Modbury in all four grades while the Queens had a week off. D grade, let's start with them. They went out to Modbury and I think they must be near the top of the table.
If not the top, very close.
Modbury D grade. So it was pretty tough going out there for Sneathy's boys. But Kings finishing 2 goals 0-12 to Modbury's 12 goals 8-80. Best on Jake Lyers, Eddie Lyers, Harrison Stock, Bill Newman, and best on Paddy Brooks, who I believe is having a great run of form playing full back. I'm not sure he's loving playing the position, but I think he's just he's getting a lot of the ball down there. So
he
came
up to the threes the week before that as well. So he's putting his hand up for selection. He's doing well.
Great to
Good to see Stocky in there. Great man, Stocky.
Yeah, we love Stocky. Goalkeepers for the day, just the two with Elias and Robertson. Well done, boys. All right, let's move on to Haslam. So there was the triple header at Haslam against the Hawks, starting with the C grade, who are comprehensively the top of the table in their division. Kings finishing 6 goals 1-37 to Modbury's 12 goals 10-82.
So I think Lemon said last night that the closest the team has come to the Hawks this year was Seton, who lost to them by 80 points before this game.
Wow. Okay.
So for us to lose by around 50 points under that, 45, and to beat them in the second half after losing a key defender at halftime, very good signs. So, yeah, a lot for the boys to hang their hat on.
Let's talk about that. Josh Angus.
Yeah.
So my boy Django.
Absolute machine.
He was given a task, wasn't he? He was told he had to play on Modbury's full forward.
Yeah, the bald man. Kicked 10 goals 3 in round 2 against us.
So he previously kicked 10 goals on us and is by far just beating Buster in the leading goal kickers for the competition in this season. So there was a clear job that was made for Jang, and it was just lock him down, stop him kick any. And he was doing it, wasn't
he? Was goalless at halftime. It was an awesome effort.
It was massive.
Because he's a super player.
Goalless on Jang, I think, I should say. But massive effort. And he was taken out of the game, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. So he caught one in the head behind the play, which was, to be honest, quite cowardly. And against the sportsmanship of the game, the spirit of the game, which is topical at the moment. But as Harrison said last night, he, despite getting that head knock, stuck around, jumped on the Barbie, did the running for the A grade. So yeah, incredible day for Jang, great club man. And I guess he's another one that's putting his hand up for B grade selection.
Yeah, of course.
Doing a great job.
Deservedly so, getting the trademark player of the week as well, voted by the players.
Pretty unanimous as well.
Yeah. So well done, Jang. So best on for the day. Let's move on to that then. Brennan, Edwards, Tom Roberts, Pratt, and then Jang getting best on with goal kickers.
Best on for a half game of footy.
Yeah. Sensational. So he's clearly playing very well.
Yeah.
Pratt and Hammond, Slamo getting one goal, and Buster finishing with three.
Buster
obviously
three.
He's continues great form of goal kicking.
From Adelaide. Bust the Bees from Adelaide.
What?
Have you not heard that nickname? No. He's, one of his nicknames is BBFA.
Buster Bentley from Adelaide.
Yeah. I think he told me the story once. It was like they had this footy trip to, I think it was Melbourne.
Mm.
And they were at a nightclub. And the nightclub was taking shout outs. Every, like, after every few songs, they give a shout out to people at the club if they had requested one. And he so said, yeah, funny. Yeah, Buster B. Give me a shout out. And the announcer was like, Buster B from Adelaide. Yeah.
Is he loving it?
Oh, mate.
When Buster on footy trips,
many years before my time. I think you would have still been in the womb, probably, yeah, Ned. Have. Yeah.
Moving on to the B grade.
Yeah. Moving on to the B grade.
Tough game for the B grade.
Very.
I can see a very special name in the best there, but we'll move into 7 goals, 42.
Well, Ross did play well, you're right.
7 goals, 42 for the Kings to Modbury's 14 goals, 14, 98. Tell us about the game, Jess.
Well, at least we kicked straight, mate.
Mm.
But no, it was a tough day. We struggled without our presence of tall players, with Zoas going up to the A grade and the Reed brothers heading into state. So that made it challenging around the ball in the clearances and at stoppages. And yeah, I guess we struggled to execute defensively, with a lot of their players getting free, coming into our forward 50. And that was partly a result of their repeat entries. So yeah, a lot to work on, a lot to improve on, but I think it was a wake-up call that the boys needed, and as we know, because we beat them earlier in the year, that we can match up with these guys and just got to put it on the park. So, yeah, we'll definitely see them in September.
Yep. Well, there's things to look forward to. There's always positives to take out the game. There's always things to learn. So, best on for the day, Will Ross, Jesse Finneman, Oscar Satala, Tom Duffy and Fred McClure getting best on, with goal kickers Oscar Satala, Will Ross, Sam Nichols, Angus Cotha all having one, and Fred McClure finishing with three.
He had a good day, Freddie.
Well done, Jess, getting in the best. That's massive.
Thanks, mate.
On the call up from the second week.
Yeah, no,
this time
I
solidified
it
in the team sheet.
Don't know about that. But no, it was good to get up there, but yeah, a lot to improve on for the team.
Moving to the A grade. Probably echoes of the week before against Scotch.
Very similar.
It was a really strong game up to three-quarter time.
Mm. That third quarter was sensational.
It was massive.
Yeah.
King kicked 5 goals in that third quarter.
I was doing the scoreboard at the time. I was a very busy man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got your work cut out for you.
That's right. It was good.
But yeah, as I said, echoes of the Scotch game the week before, and went down by 3 goals in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So quite disappointing. Kings finishing 11 goals, 10, 76 to 13 goals, 13, 91 for the Hawks. So best on, Jack Green, Zach Poljak, Archie Richardson, Dylan Hopkins and Magnus Illman.
Yeah. You did well, mate. We did really well around the ball, I thought. Like
me?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
And you were playing on ball for all day, really, weren't you?
Yeah, I've been putting on the on-ball rotation.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. Pretty cool. Yeah, the stoppage work was quite good, I thought.
Well, yeah, with Jack and Mag going around there, yeah, just being absolute balls, and Mag was by far best on. He was a freak.
Career best form.
Yeah, he was playing very well. Yeah. So, deservedly getting that best player. Goal kickers for the day, pretty good representation all around the board. So, Zoe Needy, George String, Darcy McCrosty, Jack Green and Ollie Duffy all having one. Archie Richardson and Tom Evans having two. And Mark Evans also had two as well.
Yeah.
So, look, it was a tough result coming off the ground, obviously being up 2 goals at 3 quarter time and then taking the L. So, still a lot of things to learn from the past 2 weeks, and we're going to have to string some really good footy together these next few weeks
leading up to the finals. I'm sure we can do it. Just got to put it all together.
Exactly. Okay, so that's all the games done.
Beautiful.
Queens,
mate,
had a bye. We didn't mention as well.
Yes, that Queens had a bye
last week. So,
got a few events coming up, Nettie.
Quite a few events coming up.
Yeah.
What's this weekend?
So we got quiz night this weekend, mate.
Tell us about Quiz Night, because for all my second year players and first year players, we have never been to a Quiz Night.
So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be to some extent different from the only one I've been to, but it is at DY Hall for all Pembroke Old Scholars. That's that'd be quite familiar, but for others, it's a big hall in the senior school campus. And we hire out that room and we sit pretty much in tables of 10. So what I recommend is get your friends together, get a table of 10 sorted, and then we'll go through a fair few rounds of quiz questions, which have been written by our great friend Neshi.
Well done, Neshi.
And then, yeah, I guess we'll see the scores at the end of the day.
Oh, good luck.
And then go from there. And I heard lose. Kick-ons at Tassie Broth, which would be good.
Oh, no.
We'll see. And, yeah, allegedly there's a good quiz master involved as well. So we'll see what happens.
That is Jesse Finnan, anyone asking. So it'll be a good night, won't it? It'll be
absolutely
good fun. $20 is a ticket. Go to the link in our socials bio to purchase your ticket. Send a message into Sam Carruthers, James O'Halloran, or Lulu Tierney, any of those three. Mm-hmm. Send a message into them for your table, the names. And it should be a great night. Yeah, really should get around it, because it's always good fun.
They'll be selling drinks there, and there'll be a wine wall, I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be along the lines of you buy a ticket to the wine wall, and there's a bunch of different alcoholic bottles. Some might not be alcoholic. I think, a very firm majority wines. Will be alcoholic wines. Yep. And then whatever number you get whatever bottle is on that.
Awesome. Some premium wines, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, yeah. So there'll be some very good wines. Some very good top-end talent in that wine wall.
Oh, I'm excited.
Maybe a few funny ones too. So,
okay.
Well, yeah, it'd be good to get involved. So, yeah, make sure you get your tickets. It'll be a great night.
Go purchase that right now.
Try booking.
Okay. Also, another event coming up.
Yes, mate. We have Past Players Day, which is a little bit further down the road. Is it 15th of August?
5th of August.
The 5th of August.
So, on the same day as the Seton triple header, there'll be a Past Players Day. So, all past players, supporters, sponsors, volunteers, please, you're welcome to come buy a ticket, $75.
Yep.
We get you a lunch in the pavilion from 12 to 2, included with drinks. So some premium wines in there as well.
Will we be doing a card sweep thing that day?
Possibly, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because so, I think we played Pulteney last year on Past Players Day and we had the sweep.
Goodness me. It was pretty successful.
I had lunch with all the old boys in the pavilion.
Oh, of course, you were there.
Yeah, and a lot of reds, a lot of premiership reds, and then I rolled out to watch the A grade,
and you had a couple sweep cards too.
Oh my goodness, the white claws were flowing.
Well, it's always a good day then, isn't it?
Absolutely, well, mate.
What should people buy their ticket then?
I'm sorry, mate. I couldn't recommend anything more.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
Get your money back and some.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good day. So
we'll also have the Heritage Guernseys out again. So they debuted last season. But they were fantastic. We had old players present them to the A grade just before they went out. Mm. And they look awesome, don't they?
They are. They're very cool Guernseys.
So it's always a good day. If you are considering coming out, please do. If you're a current player, buy a ticket if you're injured. If you're not going to be involved, if you're playing C grade earlier in the day,
you can definitely
get a table, get a group of your mates going, because it is really good fun.
Yeah,
and it's well worth the value.
Absolutely, and as I said, those red wines are flowing.
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
it's
good.
I can imagine.
Very good day. So yeah, get involved, team. All right,
awesome.
That's it from us. You sure you don't want to go over those exam results, Ned?
Oh no.
Okay. No, all right.
Okay, they're okay. I just want. Won't say anything else.
All right, very good. Very good.
How was your exam results?
Yeah, yes. Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. They were all right.
You nearly finished?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. One semester and a summer school to go. Then we're all out. We're out of there.
Massive.
Yeah. There'll be a chapter of
moving
my life
into
completed.
Matrix.
Into the Matrix, mate. So, yeah.
Don't get stuck there.
Well, I think I probably will.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is worrying.
Neddy Kennett won't be happy.
He won't be. He'll be filthy with me.
Okay, should we move into our guest for this week?
Let's do it, mate. Big one in store.
I'm excited for this.
Here it is.
Let's go. Jess.
Neddy.
Good guest.
Absolutely. Excited. Welcome, Mitchell Zilm. How are you, mate?
Good.
Good, Jess. Thanks, boys, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you with us, bro.
It's really special.
Yeah. So, let's start from the start, mate.
Yes, mate.
You've had a bit of a wild ride at the club.
Yes.
When did you come out?
So, I reckon first game would have been actually 2018. I would have been
year 11. Yeah, yeah.
And I remember Sashay Roberts messaged the group chat and sort of said, hey, any boys want to come out and fill in for the C's? And I thought, oh, yeah, why not? Have a bit of a run around. So I went out there. Pretty sure Steve was in the ruck. Went out to Flinders Park.
Battler. What a guy.
Yeah, he was a battler. And I reckon...
Was.
Well, still is. Yeah. Steve still is, yeah. And went out to Flinders Park. And I reckon we had only the 18, none on the bench.
Yep. Yep.
And I reckon we got done by probably 150 points.
Those are the days.
And I remember coming off the ground like scrawny little, you know, 16-year-old and getting in the car and Dad kind of goes, yeah, you know, those boys, you really got to just crack in a little bit harder. And I sort of said, yeah, fair enough. So, and then after that, I came out for probably 3-4 games in year 12 and that was good fun.
That's a fair few in year 12.
Yeah, we during kind of between term 2 and 3 during the holidays, I thought I'd come out and played under Whitey in the C's when he was coaching the C's. Mm-hmm. Played for a couple of games and then played a couple of B's games, which was good fun as well. And then finished school and then came out started 2020. So
that's definitely beautiful. A running theme within your year. How many of you boys actually came out and played? Because Sash was playing in year 10.
Yeah, so yeah. I think Sash was the one that started it.
Well, it was because Gabe and Sauce were, you know, they were getting into us.
So I think Sash sort of started it for our year and then he played in year 10 and then year 11 he was sort of getting into us about, I think it was around the same time in between term 2 and 3. And obviously, like, I wasn't playing any club footy. I was sort of just worrying about school footy. And so I think... I kind of went out in year 11, I remember, and I don't know if Bill
would have been around the place.
I think he might have been.
We got to get him in here at some stage.
We do, actually.
He's a crazy man.
He'd have some wild stories to tell.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I reckon it was us three. And then, getting to year 12, it would have been, I think it was me, Sashay, Fingers, Bill and Oscar.
Yeah.
So I think that was sort of us five when we kind of came out at school. Nice. There was an old King's Review I remember from our first game at
King's Speech.
Oh, King's Speech,
back in the day. The Royal Review, of course.
Now the Royal Review, of course. Yep. Sorry, getting my
rebranded.
Rebranded. I can't remember what Bill was called. Might have been something ridiculous, but Bill kind of rocked up on the Saturday and Whitey had no idea who he was and called him, I think he ended up calling him like Bob or something in the review, just giving him a random name starting with B.
Bob Newman.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That was pretty good value. We had a good chuckle about that, but that's kind of how it all started. And then sort of, we got to 2020 and just tried to get as many of the boys out as we could. So,
It's a fair few intake in that year.
That was good year.
Yeah,
good
absolutely. Year. Good year for the club. And mate, what do you do for work? Do you work at the moment?
I do. I'm working as a theatre orderly at the Memorial Hospital. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, just a bit of casual work. So,
did you see some gruesome stuff?
I have seen some unpleasant things that I didn't think I'd ever have to see in my life. I mean, I won't go too much into it.
No, you can go ahead if you want to.
Well, I can probably tell this story. My first day that I was working there, there was a spinal surgery. And in the spinal surgeries, you have to roll the patient onto the bed because they've been obviously like sedated beforehand. And so with that, because they're operating on the spine, a lot of the time the patients don't have clothes on. So fortunately for me, I was able to experience, you know, a naked, probably 80-year-old lady.
First day, right off the bat.
And
awesome.
The anaesthetist really wanted me to get into it. He encouraged me to really like give it a go and was like,
what, like shoving?
Full on rolling. It's kind of where it's gone from there. That was where it started.
Yeah, look, not for me.
Yeah, probably not for most people.
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of disassociate from it a little bit when I'm in there now. Yeah. But
from then on, you probably got a bit numb to it.
Yeah. So I kind of just look the other way and just pretend like
So is that related to you at uni as well?
Yes, mate. I'm at uni. It's not related at all.
Wow, okay.
Doing maths and computer science at uni. So a bit
it's
of a
all
variety.
It's all STEM.
Yeah.
It's not really, is it? Medicine's different, but
I like to put my finger in multiple different pies, but yeah.
Yeah, nice, mate.
So
good stuff.
Very good. All right, so through your time at the club.
Yes, mate.
What would you say is your favourite game you've played?
There's been a few. I remember we played...
Have you won a flag?
I've not won a flag.
Yeah, right.
Neither.
Really? No. All right, enough on that.
I'd say probably... I remember we played a final out here against Smosh. Would have been the prelim final my first year out here. And we just got over the line. I think Coxie...
I played that day.
Yeah, took... Like, was just incredible day. And then, took this mark at the end and just, sealed the game for us. And it was incredible.
He took, like, 15 intercept marks.
It was the most ridiculous game I've ever been a part of. And he just played so well. So that's probably right up there. I'd say the grand final that year as well, just because of the experience. Like, I played, like, juniors grand finals, but, just been able to play kind of a grand final as an adult.
The Binks got up that day.
Yeah.
We went down.
But and it was a tough day, but I'd still just for the experience, I'd say probably that game. And then there was a couple my first year, probably. Oh, actually, I'd say probably up there would be my first game this year.
You've given us a fair few.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I do have a few favourites. But yeah, probably those ones are the ones that stick out the most.
Tell us a bit about your first game back this year. So.
Yeah. Well, do you want to go through the story first? Or?
Well, yeah. I was going to say, for viewers who don't know much about you, tell us the story that led up to that game.
Yeah. So, do you want the long story or the short story?
We can, I don't know where to be.
So, 2020 had, we played the grand final and, it was probably halfway through the third quarter and I kind of just got tackled randomly off the ball. It was probably like 15 metres off the ball.
So, wait, hang on. You said this game was one of the best.
Yeah, it
and
was.
You tore your ACL that day.
I did, yeah.
Jesus. It's probably not something I would say.
In that sense, it was like probably the worst game of footy I could remember, but it also was still one of the better games just because of the experience to start off with and just the whole build-up, playing at a Sandfield ground and things like that. Probably halfway through the third quarter, got sniped. There's a sniper at Woodville Oval, I'm convinced. Yeah. I remember it well.
I remember very well.
So kind of just got tackled randomly off the ball and just sort of felt my knee just give way. I'd had some IT band issues on that same leg and I thought, oh, maybe it was just something to do with that and it just like, maybe I just tore my IT band or something. I knew I'd done something pretty average. And then, went straight to sports med. The doctor was like, you've torn it pretty well straight away, but we'll take you to scans. And then, went through all that process, got it confirmed. And then, went back, had it operated on. That was all going pretty well. Didn't have too many issues. And then probably about 7 months in, I was out here coaching year 10s. It was a bit of a greasy night. Year 10 coaching, mate. And
you have the 10s at the moment?
No, I have the 9s, but I just can't imagine.
I had my Adidas Ultra Boost on with the sock. I went through a phase.
Well, you were planning on playing a scratchy this night, clearly.
Oh, apparently, I was. I think when the Ultra Boost phase kind of went through, I went, I might be a bit risky and go for the ones with the sock, thinking that I'd be a bit edgy. Anyway, for some reason, I just decided to chuck them on that night, and it was a shocking decision. I was trying to help the forwards like with their movement because they were just the tens. They were still developing.
So if you think about it. nothing would have happened if the forwards were moving well.
Exactly right. Yeah. If I didn't have to get out there and demonstrate.
Absolutely.
Also, talent's younger brother, Will Kennett.
Yeah.
He kicked the footy to me. If he hit me on the chest,
I wouldn't have had any issues.
So yeah, what happened?
So yeah, just kind of ran out and then grabbed the ball, and then I was being mindful. I was like, I don't want to push off my left leg at all because I don't want to put any. So I was like, oh, I'm only going to push off my right leg. Anyway, then I sort of like ran out and grabbed it. It was all fine. Anyway, I just went to like stop to kick, and yeah, literally just my foot, my ankle just completely rolled out because I had no support and it was wet. And then, yeah, my knee just went
with it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I pretty well knew straight away. I sort of tried to play it off thinking that, oh, nah, it's fine. But just the movement of my knee was no good. So
had another op.
Yeah, went back to the doctor. He went, surely you're not back in here again for your knee.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, unfortunately. So got in, had another op. Had to wait a bit for that because I got Glange and was in hospital with Glange, and so I had to wait to get over that.
Nightmare, man.
Yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare. So then had it done, and then had a good chunk of time off, which was probably the best thing for it, really, just getting it all properly healed and and then pretty much.
So that's the last game of 2020, and then did you play round one this year?
No, so I played round four this year would have
round
been
four.
So played round four in this park out here.
So how many days was it between games? Around 600 or something, I think.
Oh,
it's 900.
It was not. Yeah, it was
nine.
Yeah. So
holy moly,
I didn't actually work it out. I was told by talent, and he said it was like something like 969 days, something like that. I had no idea, but
it's reasonably funny number too.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a good number. It's a good number to come back on. Good number to come back on. But so
that's incredible. That's crazy. Yeah, man. Such a long time.
Yeah. So there was probably a good period where I kind of thought, oh, is it really worth? Actually
100%
bothering to come back and play. But so glad that I just kind of stuck at it and just kept going along. And
did you face any sort of tough times during that period of those 900 days down in the dumps about it all?
Oh, I think so. I mean, Jesse, you'd probably know as well, like having done it as well. You go through those kind of probably periods where it just gets more frustrating than anything.
100%.
Like you see everyone kind of running around and you sort of just want to get out there and
be amongst it,
get amongst it. So I think that's probably the toughest thing. I think the first time I wasn't that phased because I think, you know, kind of leading up to it, I've seen blokes that I've gone to school with, good mates, like they've had shocking runs with injury. And so I'd had a pretty good run. Like I hadn't really missed much footy. So I sort of was like, well, you know, if I miss a year, it's not the end of the world. And then, you know, it sort of happened again. And I was sort of like, oh, you know, you sort of just sit there and go, it's pretty cruel. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have it sort of any other way. Obviously, I'd prefer to not have the surgeries. But, you know, I think I've learned a lot in terms of just resilience and all of that kind of stuff and perseverance. So I think being able to learn that has been really good. So, yeah, pretty happy.
Great traits to build.
Powerful. Yeah.
Do you sort of put those traits that you've picked up through this situation into other parts of your life or anything else?
I think so. I think it's just they're just great skills to have in anything. I think, you know, there's multiple people that I sort of spoke to throughout the process. And one of the things I kind of learned was, you know, you kind of live in this bubble when you're young that there's nothing really going to go sort of wrong. And then as soon as that bubble kind of bursts and you realize like what it's like, you know, in real life, it sort of can hit you pretty quick. So
yeah, especially happening like, you know, the year after you finish school.
Yeah.
Because that's the peak of when you feel so safe,
exactly,
everything's
right,
going to be okay.
Yeah, and I mean that was probably the last thing that I ever thought rocking up to the game was going to happen.
Of course.
Funny story. Just a sidetrack. I do have a funny story on that though.
Oh please, mate.
I was randomly playing a career mode probably two or three days FIFA career mode two or three days before the grand final.
Someone went down with an ACL.
So player career and. Sammy Nichols, shout out Sam. Yeah. He loves his FIFA player careers. And so I was just playing and sure enough, my player went down with an ACL.
Oh, yeah. No
way.
And I have a photo of it on my phone. I sent him a photo of it and I went, oh my God, my player's gone down with the ACL. Like that's no good.
Yeah.
And that was probably 2 days. Yeah.
That's
two or three
crazy.
That's just creepy.
Yeah.
So
EA's the sniper.
Always.
But yeah, so I think yeah, I've definitely tried to carry them over in terms of sort of all of my areas in my life now, and
that's great, mate.
Yeah, so yeah.
Good stuff. Oh, you got a little Spider Man in your phone case there.
Yeah, mate, love Spider Man.
He's my favourite superhero.
Is he really?
Yeah, is he yours as well?
Absolutely, mate. I can't go, yeah, love Spider Man.
Well, you and me, two ACLs each and fucking Spider Man fans. Let's go. That's great.
No, great, great, Zumi. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Awesome. That's a really powerful story. And,
great journey you've been on.
Yeah. So what do you got for us, Jess?
Well,
actually, we haven't asked. Mm. What would you say is the worst game you've had at the club?
Surely it's that grand
final. Oh, I'd say, yeah. I mean, that was probably one of the better and worst games.
Like, yeah, for different reasons.
If you're looking at halves, best first half, even though we were getting beaten. Mm. And then second half, yeah, worst second half. Trying to think aside from that. We haven't really had too many bad games.
Been here through the good times as a club.
Yeah, that's it.
To be honest, I'd probably say my first game when I went out to Flinders Park. Yeah, I got pumped by 150 points.
Got to be up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a couple little stories to allude to here. I actually don't have any understanding or context to these, but I'm just going to ask you a few questions.
All right, mate.
And Netters as well. Why are you called Daniel?
Yeah, so I had a feeling that one might come up.
Yeah, right.
So, there was probably four of us, me, Sam Nichols, Fingers, and then Charlie Dads out at uni. Mm-hmm. So, we'll try and keep him out of this story. Just stick to the Kingmen. But
that's okay.
We were coaching the Oz. What was it? It would have been probably the Cricketers. We kind of went through a phase.
Oh, we did that together.
Yeah, we did. So sort of
you were in year 11 and I was 12. Yeah.
So when you moved on, Jess, to bigger and better things, we took over the reins of the main core of leading the Oz Kickers and the Milo Cricketers.
Big shoes to fill, or
yeah, mate. They ran a tight ship.
No.
We did.
We did.
Trust me. They were on it. We were too easy on those kids. Because. So I don't know if it was Milo cricket or Year Four cricket. Anyway, we were trying to run some drills at training, and obviously they're young kids, so they're mucking around. And so Harmy, because he's so big, they had managed to gain, like, listen to Harmy because he's such a big
it's a massive presence.
Yeah. And so they knew his name, and then Sam as well, like, with the little kids in coaching, he can be pretty, like, pretty harsh, like, pretty blunt with them.
Really?
Not harsh, but, like, pretty blunt.
Yeah.
And so they started to learn Sam's name. Anyway, and same with Dadsy, like, Dadsy was just good mates with them and tried to, be the fun coach. And then I was kind of just there. Yeah. So they were all sort of asking the coaches questions, and then we were packing up training, and one kid just ran up to me and went, hey, Daniel, is it all right if, like, I just head off? And I was like,
sorry?
Kind of looking around, like looking for the little kid that was his mate or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And
no, you're Daniel.
No, that was me. I was Daniel. And so, obviously, the other boys, like,
Mitchell Zoom. You can't be much can't further be, yeah. than Daniel.
Yeah, so obviously, the other boys, like, they all loved it. So, yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah, then it started, yeah, just kind of started circulating. Great. So, that's where Daniel sort of came from.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's very funny.
It was good. For as nicknames go, it's not the worst. But
no, it could be worse. There's always Fingers.
that is true.
So apparently you were quite the character yourself as a little tacker as well. There's a story about you maybe possibly throwing some hands in the yard in year five.
Oh, wow. That's a great story. I completely forgot about that.
What we're here for, mate.
Yeah, well, so I reckon – I don't know what it was, but for some reason, when I was a bit younger, I'd just like to get really riled up. I don't know if I just had some, like, energy issues or just, like, some attention issues. But especially in the yard, like, I just get super hyperactive.
What were you eating?
I don't know what it was, but
a Red Bull at lunch.
Yeah. But I remember I remember we – for some reason, like, year four and year five, I kind of went through this phase where, like, if we were just like mucking around, like play fighting, like everyone had kind of like egged me on and like encouraged me to just go like into this weird, like wild mode and like run around and just like,
and just on crazy zoom.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And just like start running around and just like having a go at people. It was so random. Anyway, I reckon there was one particular day where I don't know what we were doing and we basically, yeah, I think I can't remember what we were doing, but pretty much there was sort of beef between like year fives and the year sixes or something, or year four and year fives. And so
so you were fives?
Oh, I reckon we were fives. Yeah, we were fives.
I was going to say.
Grade. I was the younger
grade. You were
younger? Yeah, we were the younger grade.
Who's arcing up?
I
went to you, Jess.
I've not been around the place.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Holy moly.
You would have been, anyway, so I can't remember necessarily the details around like what was going on, but I think everyone was just like sap-tacking each other for some weird reason, as you do in year five.
So year five. Yeah.
Now, you'd never do that now, Jesse.
Yeah.
No, I just dack now. Dacking has become
so much more mature.
Yeah. It's got a lot funnier.
Yeah. I'd say it's funnier.
It's had its years in out of the light and now it's come back.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I reckon there was just back and forth between the sixes and fives. And then I think that's the same thing. Everyone kind of like encouraged me to go like kind of crazy mode. And so I just went like on a rampage a little bit. And I don't know what kind of, or something like that. Anyway, I think I hit someone a bit too hard. And I think that's where it kind of like the game sort of stopped. And yeah, I felt quite bad afterwards. I don't think it was ever quite the same.
I'm just imagining crazy Zeal. Yeah, yeah. Boys, I got this. Yeah. Around the year six,
he's got his sacks of taps everywhere.
Yeah. Everyone said
it was
bang bang bang.
Yeah, that was
year six has fallen to their knees all around the place.
Yeah, that was quite. It was quite wild. I don't think it ever got whipped out after that. I think and I think I lived in fear a bit from it for like your age group, Jess, for a fair while after that. I think I was a bit terrified up until probably.
I don't remember that whatsoever.
Yeah,
but
so I don't know. But
it sounds like, you know how like in armies, for example, in Captain America, they have the normal army and then they have this like this one beast unleash in like the most heated battle when they need him the most. Yeah. It sounds like that's what Zumi was to the year fives in the sack tap contest.
They're
just charging him up in the corner and he's like, go!
Yeah. Year fives on their last trench or something, they're way back.
Yes.
Zumi, we need you.
Yeah.
Well, unironically, I think that's like how it kind of went.
It was like in the corner.
It was like just fire up and it was kind of like go. And it was like, I just would be like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Crazy. Man. So that's kind of, that's, that's okay. A throwback.
All right. So I don't know. I think I might have an idea what this is, but I want you to tell me about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes.
So was that your year five production?
No, mate. So.
Oh. I was going to say that would have been a crazy year for you if it was. But
yeah,
no.
It would have been. Imagine that on stage. That would have caused some scenes.
I would have got front row tickets.
Yeah. That should have been the musical. Yeah. That story.
Yeah. Just unleash the zoom. We've got to do that in a game, to be honest. We've got to
unleash the zoom.
If we're down and out, just fucking unleash the zoom and get him sacked.
He doesn't need a tag anymore. Just sacked.
Maybe that's what Dad was talking about in year 11.
Waited
for that to come out.
All right, chitty chitty bang bang.
Yeah, so would have been probably year six. Yeah, sort of year six. As a kid, mum sort of dragged me into doing music theatre and...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did it for probably for a fair while.
Just to get you out of the sack tapping.
To stop me assaulting other kids.
Yeah.
No, it was mainly over summer holidays. Like, she used to put us in this like boot camp kind of thing for music theatre just to kind of get us out of the house and for doing stuff. And so me and my brother both did it. It was actually like... quite good. We sort of enjoyed it. Locke probably enjoyed it more than I did because he was more inclined to do it.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. And then sort of year six, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang came to the Festival Theatre. And so the same company that like ran these boot camps sort of said, hey, if any kids are interested, they're auditioning for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at the Festival Theatre. So if anyone wants to audition for a children's role or something, you can audition. Anyway, mum went, oh, that'd be such a great idea. You and your brother should audition. And so I sort of went, okay, yeah, I'll fine. I didn't, wasn't super keen on it at the time. And so anyway, went along, went into the audition, didn't really think much of it. And they sort of finished and they went, okay, these are the kids that we want to call for a callback. And we went, oh, okay, great. And they called out all these names and Lachlan, my brother, didn't, and I didn't hear anything. And so we went, oh, bugger, well, that's all right. And they went, oh, and so can we, a special callback for the lead roles for the kids, Lachlan and Mitchell Zilm, and then these two other boys.
So you and your brother.
And so
thrown in.
I was sitting there thinking, are you kidding me? I rocked up here not wanting to do this and now I'm going to do the lead role, which I don't want to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, then we had to, we had a callback the next day, and so we had to prepare with a random partner because they're supposed to be brother and sister. So they paired us up with some random that we'd never met before. And yeah, had to learn this song and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I get into the audition, and the lady that I'm supposed to be singing to, supposed to be like my mother, I just really didn't want the role. So I just looked at the floor the whole time. So, you know, this poor girl that was like probably really good.
He's trying her heart out.
She's trying her heart out. And I couldn't, I sang at the floor the whole time. And so they probably went, oh, this kid's all right. Like, it's good enough for a callback. So anyway, I got chucked in the ensemble because I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
And so I reckon my brother and I, some people say we look alike. I don't agree. That's probably why they kind of went for it, because we want people that look similar so we can have multiple casts. Anyway, yeah, so then I was in the ensemble in that, and then, yeah, performed at the Festival Theatre for a month.
Nice,
in,
mate.
Awesome. In a professional show. So
did your brother get a lead role?
No, he didn't. He didn't either. So I think I might have stitched him up.
Yeah, you stuffed it up for him. Yeah.
He could have done really well, and I've stuffed it up for him. But
and we're going to do it. No, he's probably shit house.
That's what I was kind of made to believe. But yeah, we did that for, I think 15 nights. We did it every second night for a month.
Oh, wow.
It was great. Like, me and my brother had a good time. School was pretty lenient. Like, we were in year six, so they were pretty chill with it.
Awesome.
That's so cool. You must think you thought you were going to be a movie star from there.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, and then obviously everyone found out because we went on camp and I told one of the teachers, and then they leaked it. They basically got me to stand up in front of the whole year six cohort and announce that I was going to be in a professional show. So yeah, that's kind of how it got out.
Did you ever have like talent shows or anything on school camps? Because I remember I did.
Oh, I can't remember if we had. Like, I reckon we might have
such a filler activity.
I reckon we might have, but I reckon it was more group based.
Yeah. Okay.
So it wasn't. Sort of individual.
I remember I did a magic trick.
Thanks.
It's okay.
What was it? Like cards or like?
No, so it was like
sticks or.
No, I'd made a coin disappear.
How'd you do that? Was it
what, really?
Was it the classic like throw over the shoulder?
No. So I had these two glasses, right, and I put a. What I had done was I would glue, and I'd have it on like a napkin.
Yeah.
And I would glue, I'd trace a circle from the end of a glass.
Yeah.
Cut it out and then glue it to the glass. And I'd be like, watch this. And then I just put the glass that had glue on the glued paper over the end of it, and I put it on top of the coin. You can't see it anymore. Yeah, because it's just napkin on napkin, and then it's sandwiched in between.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's disappeared.
Nice. Wow. Very good. Very good.
Just letting out my deepest, your darkest deep secret. Secrets. Yeah. Anyway.
Very impressive, Jess.
Oh, thank you, mate.
Let's move on. You were in a cricket final in 2020.
Yes, mate.
That was your last year of school.
It was.
Yep. So.
No, it wasn't. No, 2019.
Yeah. Oh, no, 2019. Yep. Sorry. So 2020.
It was a 2020 and 2019.
It was 2019.
Yeah. As you were graduating.
Yeah.
What happened before the grand final?
You're quite a cricketer, mate. Anyway.
So, I don't know how in depth I can really go into this story without.
No, I got all
getting,
the way.
Getting
full
in trouble.
Hog,
or,
full hog.
I think the week leading up to it, I still had my year 12 exams, and so I was doing IB, and I had a few other mates doing IB. Will Ross, who's out of the Kings, also was doing IB.
Sure is.
And we we had our last exam. I think it was on a either a, it must have been on a Thursday, and so we had our last maths exam, and we'd sat like 19 exams or whatever. Where I was stupid in IB, yeah, and so yeah. we were like, we're done. We want to go have a few drinks, have a good, have some fun, and
18, of course.
18, of course, was legal. I'd missed my 18th birthday.
Absolutely.
Had a physics exam on my 18th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, so.
Are you a November baby?
I am.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's not fun time.
No, it's a shocking time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm right in the exam period.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. So, anyway, so we did just that. We finished our exam, went and got a few drinks. Mm. Sort of just started drinking at probably 11:30, 12 o'clock in the Arvo. It was pretty rogue, but you know, that's what you do.
Oh, mate, absolutely.
And I remember Tux was saying during the week, he was obviously the first coach, how important it was that everyone gets the training for this T20 because selection is going to be really tight. And, you know, I sort of started the T20 comp really, really well. I was opening the batting, made a few runs. And then again, because of exams, I sort of missed one of the game or the start of the game, and Nick Mills had to open, and he hit like 40 odd or something. So of course Tux was like, well, Millsy's going to open from now on. And I just slowly slid down the batting order as I made less and less runs. Mm. And so I was like, well, I need to make sure I'm playing in that game. So I went, oh, it's all right. I'll just have a couple of drinks. By the time it gets to cricket, I'll be completely fine because nothing's going to happen. Yeah. Anyway, have a few drinks. And as the more drinks you have, the more you feel like drinking. So I just kind of kept going. And
We've all been there.
again, Talent's brother, Tully Kennett, big TK. He was our captain, and he was there, was being very well behaved, knowing full well we had cricket training. And he basically was just saying, like, don't worry about coming to cricket. Like, you've had a few, like, you're fine. And I went, no, I've got to be there.
Yeah. I think I was here at this training, actually.
Yeah. And so I reckon it might have been about 2 o'clock when I pulled the pin, and yeah, I wasn't in great shape, to say the least.
It's only been 2 hours, but...
It was probably 2:30, there was a lot of pent-up energy from those exams.
And we all know about you and your energy.
Yeah, exactly right. So, Dad picked me up and... I told him to go through Macca's because I was hungry. And we got halfway home and I went, Dad, you might need to pull over because I'm not feeling great. Was fine. Nothing happened. Yeah, and I went, yep, all right, I need to go home. So had it like an hour power nap till 3:30. Mm. Got up, felt great. I'd done pretty well to get back in a better place. Went to the kitchen, ate the cold Macca's that I got an hour earlier.
Oh, no.
And then, went to cricket training. And, I got through. I tried to stay away from Tux as far as possible. Yeah, yeah. I was like, because I did not want to get in trouble. But yeah, obviously a few of the boys were aware of sort of my antics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, wasn't my greatest performance. But yeah, made it to training and then got picked for the game and we won, which was, yeah.
That's so great stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I've been to a couple footy trainings half cut before.
Well, I was going to say, I actually remember being at the training because I was a year 10 training with them.
Oh, it must be very fucking nice, Neddy.
I never played once. I was shocking. But
you tried your best.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
But it was very funny because the word got around.
And
Zilmi rocked up as we were doing the warm-up.
I think it was at the end of the warm-up. So everyone's on the Eiffel and everyone could see me kind of rocking up.
Yeah.
We see Zilmi rocking up. We're like,
oh. Here we go. That's very exciting. That's awesome.
He did well. He got through the training.
And I was fine. I think probably, halfway through the training, I was perfectly fine.
So, Ned, you've sort of taken ownership of a particular question or two or three that we ask our guests. Mm. This podcast.
Yes. Speaking of beers. Is
that what
you mean?
Yes.
In reference to beers. Zilmi, I want to ask you, if you were to go to the pub and have a chat or a beer with someone who's outside of your relative friendship group, probably the people in your year, boys in your year, who would you love to have a chat with?
Just in general or from the club?
Yeah, just in general. Oh, well, from the club.
Oh, from the club.
Just in general from the club.
That's a great question. I'd probably have to say, I mean, I love having chats with Chef Bevan. He's always a classic to have a chat with over a beer.
Suck up, mate.
Yeah, I know. But out of everyone, I'd probably Slamo. I've enjoyed yeah, running around with Slamo.
You two were in each other's pockets tonight.
Yeah, mate.
Deep forwards in the suit.
That's how it kind of operates. Like Buster sort of operates a square, and Slam and I run the rest of the 50. So that's what we like to direct traffic.
Yeah, I love that.
I think I'm quite fond of Slamo. So I reckon,
That's a good one. That's a new one. Yeah. I'm happy to hear Slamo, my boy.
Yeah.
He's your boy.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Yumi. I'm not sure we have much else, do we?
We're good to, wrap it up, mate. It's been sensational.
It's been great. You've spoken very well. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. It's been a long time coming.
Absolutely, it has.
I remember when Kaz and Brett were running the podcast. I reckon they released one episode, and I was at the Kenzie, and I reckon I went up to Kaz and basically went, oh, like, what do you reckon? Like, see if you can get me on. And I reckon Kaz sort of told me where to go.
To be fair, I think they got a fair few of those in those days.
Yeah. I think they got a bit sick.
Very funny.
But thanks for having me. It's been great. Great
episode. No, thank you, mate. Good stuff.
Cheers, Yumi. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for sharing also your story in terms of your injuries that you've been through. It's a tough story to share, I'm sure, but it's great to see that you've learned a lot from that as well.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Thank you very much for having me.
Holy mackerel.
He's good.
He's bloody good.
He's good, the kid.
Wow. Yeah, Zimmy, what a man.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a good dude.
Good stories.
Great stories. Yeah, he's lived an interesting life for a 21-year-old today.
He has, and he's been through some hardship as well.
He has.
So it's really good to hear from him. And here, get to know more about him. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's exactly right. That's why we're here, mate.
Okay, so let's move into the games this week.
Yes.
What are we looking forward to? Kings versus Dragons.
Versus Dragons.
Versus Dragons.
Yes.
Sorry. Kings play the Dragons at Westminster, that is. The Glendore Oval. Obviously, the rivals, the school rivals. So we're looking forward to that one. That's the A's and B's. Yeah. A's and B's out at normal times, 2:15 and 12:15 respectively, out at Glendore Oval against Westminster. D grade, 2:15 against Adelaide Uni. Has them Oval.
We all know what we think of them.
It's looking like an exciting week.
Oh, very much so, mate. And then on Saturday night, we'll head back into DY Hall. Of course, and we'll have some fun.
Capped off with a great night with a great quiz master running the show.
No, can't wait for that.
Anything else?
Just battling whether to wear a tux to the quiz night. Anyway, that's for me to ponder.
You can do that.
We'll see.
Okay. Anything else we need to talk about?
I think we're all good, mate. We're locked away.
You happy?
I'm very happy.
I'm excited. You? Oh, I'm very happy.
Good boy.
I can't wait to see what questions Neshi's put up for us.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Looking forward to it.
Let's do it.
All right.
See you, mate.
Bye, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.